Welcome to Blessings from Beulah Street, this weekly program of timeless Southern gospel music and a thoughtful message is brought to you by the Mount Calvary Community Church in Alexandria, Virginia. Along the way, we trust you'll find hope, forgiveness, and resurrection in the music and the message. We'll begin this week's program with a song that reminds us of the cross. When life is unsteady, Jesus is faithful. He's always there. We can trust him, not because of what he's done for us in the past or what he might do for us in the future, but because he is God. He made the ultimate sacrifice at Calvary because of his great love for us. Here are the Mount Calvary Singers with Remind Me of Calvary on Blessings from Beulah Street.
When my heart is filled with pain and I'm tempted to complain, remind me of Calvary. When my hope is all but gone and I've lost my song, remind me of Calvary. Remind me of Calvary. Teach me, Lord, to trust in you. Remind me of Calvary.
Ooh. When my friend have let me down and there's darkness all around,
remind me of Calvary.
When they turn their back on me, teach me, Lord, to trust in.
Teach me, Lord, to trust in you. Remind me of Calvary. Remind me of Calvary.
Up next on Blessings from Beulah Street, an original song by Mount Calvary's music director, Terry Lee Ryan. Listen to Lullaby.
Mm-hmm.
In today's message, Mount Calvary's senior pastor Charlie Wood talks with us about Psalm 33, verses 16 to 19. He reminds us there are many things that we might trust in, but in the end, the only one we can really truly count on is the Lord.
In the 33rd Psalm, there's a number of just unique verses. Before, I've preached on the 11th verse where it talks about the counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. And at other times, I've spoken upon verse 15 where it talks about how God, he fashions their hearts individually. We know that God loves us as individuals. And every one of us are made up differently, and I thank God for that. But today, I want to start reading in the 16th verse, Psalm 33. It reads that no king is saved by the multitude of an army. A mighty man is not delivered by great strength. A horse is a vain hope for safety. Neither shall it deliver any by its great strength. And then the 18th verse of Psalm 33 reads, Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those who hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. Heavenly Father, and a special blessing under the reading of your word today, God. And just open our minds and hearts for just a few moments, God. We receive that truth from you. Each one is individuals. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus, and all God's people said amen. Amen. In the New Century Version of the Bible, this same scripture reads as such. It reads that no king is saved by his great army. No warrior escapes by his great strength. But the Lord looks after those who fear him, those who put their hope in his love. He saves them from their death and spares their lives in times of hunger. So our hope is in the Lord. He is our help, our shield to protect us. Over this past week, and I know that some of you got out, you did your cleaning, you did whatever tasks that you were able to do. You tried to make that run to the store of all those things that you forgot, because last Sunday when it was 64 degrees outside, you really didn't believe the forecast. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
I thought they might get a little snow, but if you laid odds on 11.4 inches here in Franconia coming in on Monday, you've been quite a rich man. I know that after that, you're probably inside, turn your television on, and when you got up on Tuesday morning, you start to hear these stories about how Route 95, the most traveled route in the area. We that live here in this area, you do not have to tell us that. We know. Anybody who tried to make that trip from Springfield down to Fredericksburg on most any afternoon, you know, you start to shake your head and you start to decide, well, when can I go? When's the traffic going to be the worst? But nobody in their minds had even considered that the situation would be as bad as what it turned out to be. We live in a great country. We live in a great state. And with all of our strength, with all of our power, we still have days like Tuesday. And I read this scripture, and it kind of reminded me how no matter how big the army, no matter how strong the army, true strength is not found in a man's strength. True strength comes from the fact that he places his hope in the Lord. It says here, first of all, a multitude of an army. Can it protect the king? No. It talks about the strongest of men, and you can think about The Rock. One of those guys, you know, you see him on there, he's got those arms. You think of Terry Lee. Every time he tries to show me one of those karate moves, I'm glad it's wintertime because I think he's fighting flies or something like that, and he's doing all those things. You think about individuals who have great, great strength and ability and all like that, except that they cannot rely upon their own strength. The fastest horse that has ever run can still not be a way to escape. But simply behold the eye of the Lord. The eye of the Lord is upon those who fear him. This word fear has gotten a lot of bad rap through the years, the way it's written in the Bible. And I know that many times people have been the huge mistake of looking and thinking about God as up there with a big old fly swatter waiting to see you do something wrong and then smack or something like that. No, that's not the God that I love and serve. Fear is the proper respect. The proper respect that you have when you place God where he should be in your life. I always go back to the illustration of my own father. I had great respect for him. Did I fear him? I saved all that fear for my mother because, trust me, that was a different story. But I know that he was a man of his word, and when he said something, he didn't go back and repeat it. He didn't have to. And I thank God for that. Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those who hope in his mercy. I love the word hope. I know that when you're reading through the Psalms, and I love reading the Psalms, I like preaching out of the Psalms because that's what they are. They're simply songs that were written. And they have phrases in them that you can repeat over and over again, and they will bless your heart. Back in the 23rd Psalm, the one that you know so well, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." He does what? He makes me to lie down in green pastures. And there's a phrase in there where it says, "He restores my soul." The reason that my hope is strong within God is that I know that he is in the business of restores. Now, any ever been to a car show? Bob, I know you've been to a car show sometime like that. Anybody ever go to those car shows and you ever see those cars that have been restored?
Yeah.
Come on. When you see them, I'm simply amazed because there are cars that from many, many years ago that when you go and look at that car and you open it up, it looks like it's brand new, right off the showroom floor. When I went to visit my brother when he was in the hospital before he passed away, the first day I went in to see him, he had a magazine. He said, "Look," he said, "we have an old 65 Jeep like this." And he said, "in this magazine," he said, "we can get every part there is to, if you want to, we can restore that Jeep." I said, "Paul, do you realize what that would cost?" He said, "yeah, it would be kind of expensive." He says, "but I'm amazed about which parts you can get for something that's that old." God is not in the business of just kind of smoothing things over. God's not in the business of just reforming. God actually renews. He doesn't camouflage things, but God is of the business of making old things new. Now, this kind of preaching starts to resonate with me more and more as I get older. I know that I'm like, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness, certain parts of me just aren't working like it used to. And I thank God that I serve one that is in the business of renewing. He renews my strength. It says that you can mount up with wings as eagles. You can run and not be weary. Much more so than the physical part of it is what happens within my heart of hearts when I simply put my hope into Him. There's an old Scottish preacher who made a statement that was pretty popular back in the day. It said the most profane word that we use is hopeless. When you say that a situation or a person is hopeless, he said you are slamming the door in God's face. Because there is no situation, there is no individual that God cannot come in and change. I serve a God of hope. I serve a God of strength. Knowing then that whatever strength that I may have, I know that if I simply keep my eye upon the mark, that He will carry me through. I have a cute little illustration about hope. There's a writer one time that says, and this writer had been through so many difficult times in her life, and she'd lost loved ones. She lost her son in the Vietnam War. But she wrote, she says, you know, she says, the cutest little best example that I can give you of hope is this. She says, there was a little boy who stood at the foot of an escalator in a shopping mall one time. And as he stood there, he had his eyes glued at that escalator as it went round and round and round. And he had his eyes especially glued to the handrail as it went down. And finally, one of the store clerks came over and he says, son, said, are you okay? And he says, yep. Said, well, are you lost? He said, nope. He says, I'm just looking for my gum to come back. You know what I mean? There are people that need to be focused upon what God is going to do. I'm excited about what God is going to do in 2022. I even feel that way after this week. And if you still feel that way after this week, then your hope and your faith is strong. I know we've got folks at home and a lot of people text them and they're coming in and they're trying to do the right thing and be as cautious as possible. But we're still going to believe in what God is going to do. We thank Him for allowing us to come in His house to share in the good things that He has given us. On Tuesday, I'd gone out to check on someone. The initials are Bob Hyam again. And I said, let's go get some food because he made that statement of like, well, I'll treat us to lunch. And I'm like, well, been down that road before. I doubt if he'll remember to pay. But anyway, I will never bring it up in church. So we went out. We had lunch and we finished up and came back. And boy, hearing about things. And I got a phone call as soon as we were just finishing up, and there was a lady who said, I'm so sorry, I'm trapped down in Woodbridge. She said, I had an appointment this morning, and I got a cab to come down and take me. And she said, this was an appointment that I dearly did not want to miss. Because it's one of those appointments, and you know, when you go in and you're talking to your oncologist, and they're going to talk about what you're going to be doing and what you're going to deal with. And she says, sadly, she said, I've gotten on the phone and I've called up every cab company and none of them are willing to run down with this situation we had. I said, well, hold tight. I'm on my way. So, God willing, I got my phone out and I started looking at, you know, punching in things. And I kind of know the back ways around here because I've lived all my life. And now it took me out and I went down 23 and I got off and I went down around Potomac Mills and I went. And lo and behold, in less than 40 minutes, I was down there. And I pulled up to the door. And if you've seen expression on her face, and then when I opened the door and she stepped in, I had a bottle of water there. But more than that, I had two slices of pizza that I had paid for at lunch. Thanks, Mom. And the lady, she got laughing. She said, oh my goodness. She says, my cab driver this morning did not have coffee, did not have donuts. You show up with water and pizza. And as she started to eat that pizza, because she'd had nothing to eat that day, going in for checkup, some stuff and get some news. And it was about 1:30 in the afternoon. As she started to eat it, she says, this is the best slice of pizza that I've ever eaten. Mm. And on the way back, and 95 was open going northbound then, we jumped up and dropped her back off to her home. And I was amazed about such a small thing can mean so much when you simply do it for God. I want to pay you. Nope. 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 I said, believe it or not, I have gotten more out of this trip than you have. First of all, I would have tried to eat them two extra pieces of pizza and I didn't need them. Somebody saying amen back there. I don't know who it is. Buddy, take some names down when you start hearing that part. Folks, you got to keep on trusting. You got to keep on believing. No matter what happens, no matter what challenges we face, and oh my goodness, I am just tired of it. That old big C word we have, and I know we have to deal with, and I know there's more things, I know we're going to have to leave. But I tell you one thing, in my heart of hearts, sometimes I feel I'm just tired. But I'm just glad that God still cares. Amen.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we gathered in your house today, and God, you kept us safe. We thank you for that. There are many within our congregation, our group, God, that just simply need a touch from you. And so once again, we lift up each one of those needs unto you. We ask that you'll touch bodies, that you'll bring healing. And most of all, that you will keep our hearts in the place where they should be. Because we read, behold, the eye of the Lord is upon those who fear him and who put their hope in a merciful God. And we thank you for that. So, Heavenly Father, prepare us to come back into your house, if it be your will, to sing praises unto your name. Give us a wonderful time. Allow us to be the light to a world that is in such need. Sometimes it just seems hopeless and desperate, but God, we know that you're the answer. So we thank you for allowing us to be here today to share the praises. Be with all the prayer requests again. Be with those who mentioned, especially our brother Terry Lee later on this week, God. So we just ask now as we leave this place that you'll give us safe traveling mercies and let us know in our heart of hearts that we've been blessed to come into your house and sing praises to you. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus, and all God's people said amen.
Thank you for joining us today. If you have a prayer request, if you'd like more information about the church, or if you'd like to speak with someone at Mount Calvary Community Church, please call us at 703-971-0165. We'd love to hear from you. Mount Calvary Community Church is located at 6731 Beulah Street in Alexandria, Virginia. You can watch live webcasts of our Sunday service on Facebook and find us online at www.mountcalvary.cc. You can hear replays of this and other Blessings from Beulah Street programs by going to blessingsfrombeulahstreet.com and click on the Listen button. Now, on behalf of Senior Pastor Charlie Wood, Associate Pastor Matt Lanham, and everyone at Mount Calvary Community Church, I'm Roger Wallace. Thanks for listening.